The Mu Man Tan, Case 10, Ching Shui, Poor and Alone. Ching Shui said to Kao Shan, "Master, I am poor and alone. Please help me." Kao Shan said, "Venerable Ching Shui." "Yes," Ching Shui responded. Kao Shan said, "You've had 3 cups of the best wine of Qing Yuan. Why do you say you haven't wet your lips?" Reflection. Kaoshan, in Japanese Sozan, was a student of Dongshan, in Japanese Tozan. Together they formed what became the Soto Set. The name Soto is a combination of the first 2 letters of their Japanese names. Immediately upon working with this koan, several things struck me. The first is what I like to call the ritual of call and response, a ritual in which the readiness of the student is tested by the teacher. The first recorded call and response is registered between Mahakashapa and Ananda in the 3rd case of the Denko Roko. The 2nd patriarch was the Venerable Ananda. He asked the Venerable Kashyapa, "Elder Dharma brother, did the World Honored One transmit anything else to you besides the gold brocade robe?" Kashyapa called, "Ananda." Ananda replied. Kashyapa said, "Knock down the flagpole in front of the gate." Ananda was greatly awakened. The 2nd is the phrase, "poor and alone." It reminds me of Chao Cho's statement upon being enlightened. Chao Cho asked Nanchuan, "What is the way? Your everyday mind is the way. Can I reach it?" "If you try to reach it, you will miss it." "If I don't try to reach it, how can I know it?" "The way has nothing to do with knowing it or not knowing. Knowing is deluded consciousness, and not knowing it is non-differentiation. When you enter the real way, without doubt, it will be like the great sky, like vastness itself. How could it be right to argue within oneself whether it is right or wrong?" Hearing this, Chao Cho experienced a deep realization. He was 17 years old. His description of the experience was, "Suddenly, I was ruined and homeless." Robert Aitken makes a great deal of Ching Shui's poor and alone state of being. He compares it with the dark night of the soul experienced and described by St. John of the Cross, and with David, who speaks of being in the valley of the shadow of death, and with Meister Eckhart's description of what it truly means to be poor in spirit. In his Beati Pauper Spiritu, which Margaret translated, here are Eckhart's words: "Now pay close attention. I have frequently said, and great teachers say it also, the person should be so free of all things, inner and outer, that he can be a place for God, wherein God can work. Now, however, I say it differently. It is thus: if a person is empty of all things, of all creatures, of himself, and of God, and yet it is still true of him that God can still find a place to work within him, that person is not poor in the truest poverty. For God does not intend that a person have a place within himself where God can work. Rather, it is poverty of spirit when the person is so empty of God and of all his works that God, if he wishes to work in the soul, is himself the place wherein he will work, and this he does gladly. For if God finds a person this poor, God works his own works, and the person bears God within himself, and God is himself the place of his works. The person is a pure God-bearer in his works. In view of the fact that God is one who works within himself, just here in this poverty, the person attains that eternal being that he has been, that he now is, and that he will eternally remain. Shibayama, on the other hand, focuses on the challenge Xing Shui poses to Kaoshan. In his commentary, he says, "Needless to say, the poverty Seizei, Japanese for Xing Shui, talks of does not retain its literal meaning. I do not have either Satori or ignorance, heaven or hell, subject or object. I am pure and immaculate, and even a helping hand is unable to do anything for me. How would you save a poor man like me?" The monk is challenging Sozan, Japanese for Kaoshan, with his searching question so he can fathom Sozan's response. In other words, thrusting his static insight of poverty at Sozan, the monk wants to see how Sozan will respond. And Kaoshan responds with a call and response ritual. And Xing Shui successfully completes the ritual in the same way Ananda did, by responding immediately. In much the same way, a mirror immediately reflects the image before it, without thought, without preparing, without the slightest hesitation. And that's the point of this wonderful ritual. Sometimes people who come to Daisan sit before me in deep silence. It feels like they're trying to bring themselves to the right place to be before beginning Daisan. I'm often tempted to break that spell by clanging the bell, ending that Daisan session. I much prefer that you sit down and blurt it out. Be your clumsy, inefficient, bumbling self. Because that bumbling self is the enlightened self. We always forget Shakyamuni's revolutionary discovery upon his own enlightenment. I and the great earth and being simultaneously achieve the way. This includes every one of us, here, now, just as we are. Some of us bumble, some of us scatterbrain. Some of us pontificate. Some of us are new to Zazen. Some of us are all hands. Some of us this, some of us that. It doesn't matter. All of us together simultaneously achieve the way. All of us are inextricably bound to Shakyamuni's enlightenment. All of us have tasted the rarest wine that has ever been brewed. Our lips drip with this wonderful wine. So we don't have to wait until we're ready. We're ready just as we are. Please, let us trust ourselves. Please, let us be kind to ourselves. Please, let us love ourselves. Yamada Roshi has a wonderful way of putting it. He says, "In Buddhism, salvation is not knock and it shall be opened, seek and you shall find, but the realization that though you knock not, it is already open. Though you seek not, it is already found." Another wonderful example is given to us by Bankei. A student approached Bankei and said, "My wisdom is tightly confined within me, and I'm unable to make use of it. How can I make use of it?" Bankei said to him, "My friend, come closer to me, please." When the student came a few steps closer, Bankei said, "How wonderfully well you are using it." Finally, Shibayama regales us with a few words from an old Japanese folk song. "I am tipsy, tipsy indeed, with one glass of wine. Tipsy I am, with a glass of wine I have not drunk." Xing Shui said to Kaoshan, "Master, I am pure and alone. Please help me." Kaoshan said, "Venerable Xing Shui." "Yes," Xing Shui responded. Kaoshan said, "You've had 3 cups of the best wine of Qingyuan. Why do you say you haven't wet your lips?"